This is Doug Miller. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Beware of the individual who comes to you and says he's had some special revelation. Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are privileged to be back with you again, once more this side of eternity with the Word of God in hand, knowing that the Word of God is truth, that the Word of God is life and light. You cannot go astray if you will stick to this Word, and that is what we try to do on Dialogue. Let the Word talk for itself. And we invite you to come along, open up your Bibles. We are in the fourth chapter of Job. We will begin with verse 12 today. And we are, of course, delighted to welcome you. And I pray that you will call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. You're the only advertisers we have on Dialogue, and appreciate your tuning in. Don't care why you tuned in. That doesn't matter. Just stick around and listen. You will profit from it. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far out as we can get it to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, we have a lot of people up front and behind the scenes that help us in Dialogue, and no one helps us more than those of you, our interested listeners, by your prayers. So please pray for Dialogue. We cannot exist without your support and without your help. So write our names down and take our names before our God. Pray for us. Pray that I will teach the truth. Pray that the enemy will be blunted. Pray that this word will go freely out, and that our broadcasting area will be expanded. Pray that more people will listen. And pray for other people on the radio. There are a lot of good teachers out here, and they need your prayers. So pray for us. And, of course, we'd always love to hear from you. Our mailing address: Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy. Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. If you wish to email me or anyone here, it is Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. That's Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. If you wish to go online and pull down our web page and read about Dialogue and see a picture of me that is more flattering than I deserve, probably, and pull down or pull up, whatever you do with it, our broadcast, listen to many of the broadcasts that are on there. It is Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, .org. Okay? DialogueMinistries.org. If you wish to talk to me, call. I'll talk to you. Might take me a little bit to get back to you because I don't have a secretary on staff here that's just sitting around answering telephones. But I'll call you. You'll get a message and leave a, you'll get a message and leave a message, and I'll call you back. Area code 405-535-9089. That's area code 405-535-9089. Okay, preliminaries dealt with. Here we go, plunging into the Word of God. This is powerful, and it is important. We saw last time, we began to see, we know that when Job had all this problem, all this trouble, three of his friends came to comfort him. And, of course, Job's comforters, that's become kind of proverbial and axiomatic in the world today. Job's comforters means someone that comes ostensibly to comfort, but really has come to beat you about the head and shoulders. And that's really what we have going on here, but we don't see it yet. Now, these men are well-meaning, probably, but they are ignorant and they are bigoted. And because they are ignorant, the advice they give to Job is very bad advice. They're not helping matters. They're not helping matters. They're making matters worse. And what they are saying about God is untrue. Now, we saw this beginning last time with Eliphaz the Temanite. And we saw the last time the beginning, the suggestion, subtly, but nevertheless very clear, of the attack that is going to be waged against Job. And this is right out of the pit. This is the enemy. And this is going to go on and on and on throughout this book with growing intensity. Okay? The suggestion that what has happened to Job is happening because he has done something wrong. He is really pretending to be righteous, but he's really a hypocrite. And we're going to see that more and more throughout this. But hold on here now. Eliphaz, first off, as we saw last time, he appeals to his own experience. And I think his experience is rather superficial and shallow, but nevertheless, he appeals to his experience. Now, we're going to get something else. I said at the outset of this broadcast, beware of people who come to you and claim to have some special revelation about you and about your life or about anything. God's revelation is this word that is open in front of me. God's said what he has to say. And anytime someone comes to you and says, now God has spoken to me directly and has told me so and so, you had better be careful. The first thing you want to do is measure this against God's word. What I have just heard, what this individual has said to me, does this hold up with God's word? A lady told me, not long ago, that someone had come up to her in her church and said to her, you know, God has told me to tell you something. And what this individual told her didn't make a lot of sense to the lady. Well, I wonder why not. It's because the individual who told her this didn't know what he or she was talking about. Now, when God has some special revelation to you from someone else, once again, they had better know what they're talking about, and you had better, before you listen to anything, first off, measure it against this word. See what the word of God has to say. Second, you go to someone who is mature, whose teaching you know, whom you respect, someone who knows what he or she is doing, and just talk to them and see what they say. These special revelations, and we got a bunch of people out here, they think that prophecy is ongoing, and I know I'm probably stepping on toes here, but it doesn't matter. It needs to be said. There are people out there, I mean, you know them, I know them, you know, they think you should be driving gold Cadillacs, and if you're not, it's because you're not in God's will. Don't listen to that sort of thing. Now, let's take it up here and let's see what Eliphaz the Temanite has to say to Job. He is going to back up what he said in verses 1 through 11 with something special. He says, now, a thing was secretly brought to me. and mine ear received a little thereof. Ooh. Thoughts and visions from the night, when deep sleep falleth on me, and fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying. Now, this man has a special revelation. It's a secret thing. He says, we can assume, therefore, that whatever it was, it's not something that other people have shared in. This is his little secret. And there's a spirit here, and it was a frightening experience. Boy, it was in the night and in the dark, and everyone else was asleep. And for some reason, you know, I was suffering from insomnia. And maybe he drank too much coffee here, and the caffeine was key. Who knows what? But a spirit passed before him. Boy, it made his hair stand on end, and he couldn't really get the form. He couldn't see, but it was an image of some species, and then a voice spoke to him. Well, what did this voice say? Okay, let's take a look at it. Here is the message from this spirit. Verse 17, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency which is in them go away? They die even without wisdom. Now, that gets us to the end of chapter 4. And I feel bound to ask, have I had Eliphaz the Temanite here and said that was the message? I mean, you had this special revelation. It made your hair stand up. And here was this form in front of you. You couldn't really discern it, but you got the voice real clear. And this was the message? Well, come on, Eliphaz. What is so special about any of this? We know these things. So why are you telling Job this? Well, we can see what Job's comforter here is going to do. Because what he's going to do is, once again, beat Job over the head with this. Why, you know, Job has not said that he is more just than God. Job has not said that he is more pure than his maker. Job has not said any of that yet. Job is merely mourning about his day. And what this guy has repeated, this hotshot revelation, is just a bunch of cliches. True, perhaps, but who needs them? You know, anyone knows this stuff. He didn't need a special revelation for this. Imagine if I told you, man, I had a message from God last night. And you said to me, well, what was it? And I said, the message is that the New York Yankees did not win the World Series last year. And you would say to me, that's your message? Boy, I really needed you to tell me that. Look at this. This is no kind of revelation, and yet Eliphaz the Temanite thinks that somehow this has put him in a position of great spiritual wisdom. Now, he's talking to a man here that is known by God as a righteous and an upright man. Here is a man who... he needs to hear something more than what Eliphaz has just told him. Let's go on down into chapter 5 and see what else, because all through chapter 5, we are going to get information from Eliphaz to Job, and some of it's going to be true. It's not all a pack of lies. What it is, however, is misdirected, as we will see later on, when Eliphaz tries to apply much of this to Job and to what God is doing, because Eliphaz doesn't really know what God is doing. Let's take a look at it. Eliphaz, chapter 5, verse 1, "Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints wilt thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them, whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance." Now, okay, once again, Eliphaz, the Temanite, I feel obliged to ask you, why are you trying to apply this to Job? It is because, once again, and you may get tired of hearing me say this, but just stick around and bear with me. It is because he is assuming something of Job that is not true. And he is assuming something about God that is not true. He is assuming Job is evil, and Job is not. He is assuming that God will protect righteous individuals from any kind of suffering and pain. That is not true. Let's go on here. "Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward." Very true. That's very true, Eliphaz the Temanite. And this verse 7, you can put it in the bank. I don't care who you are or what you are. Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Well, let me just deviate into a little silliness now, perhaps, but I can remember. I'm a great fan of the Peanuts cartoons. Charles Schulz was a believer, I think, and he wrote much wisdom from the Bible into that little cartoon. And I can remember reading Peanuts one time, and here was Charlie Brown on the pitcher's mound. They were playing a ball game, and they were losing as usual. And Schroeder has come from the position of catcher. He walks out to the mound with his, the mask pushed up on his head to talk to Charlie, who's trying to pitch. And Charlie says, "Schroeder, we are getting slaughtered again. Why do we have to suffer so?" And Schroeder looks at Charlie Brown and quotes this verse, "Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward." Well, Linus has come in from his position, and he says, he's quoting from the Bible, Charlie Brown, Job chapter 5, verse 7. And a great, and Lucy's come in, and all the kids are gathered around the mount, and they begin discussing the book of Job. At the end, Charlie says, "I don't have a ball team, I have a theological seminary." Well, here we have it. Man is in fact born to trouble. We are born in sin. We are conceived in iniquity. We are born into a world that is ravaged by evil and torn up by sin and wickedness. You cannot live very long in this world before you realize the truth of this statement. But I would like to ask a question of Eliphaz the Temanite. Eliphaz, I acknowledge the truth of what you've said, but why are you quoting it at this point? Why are you saying this? Are you trying to just apply it to Job? Eliphaz, you're born to trouble too. Your two friends over there are born to trouble. People in this world are going to have trouble. And why? I mean, you're truthful here, but once again, with these great revelations of yours, I don't know what it is that you think this is helpful for Job. Well, let's go on and see what Eliphaz says. He says, "I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. Now, once again, if you are, you know, if you've never read this, you might say, well, what's wrong with any of this? Isn't this true? Yes, it is true. It is true, but it is rather superficial. And what happens is we will see just very presently here, is that Eliphaz the Temanite rather quickly deviates from these truths, which are, the sorts of things that anyone might say, well, yeah, I knew that. And he begins to get into error. Let's take a look at it. He says he disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Well, how many of you out there have ever fallen prey to some kind of scam artist? How many of these guys are out there scamming people and conning people? These crafty people, a lot of them, a bunch of them. How many of them get caught? Well, some do, many don't. And therefore, I mean, this statement here once again reveals the superficial approach that Eliphaz the Temanite has to God. The very problem that Job is having here is that he doesn't understand why he is in all this trouble when, in fact, he can't see that he's done anything wrong. But our man here, you know, what he has said here is simply not true. Many of the crafty seem to be getting away with it. Now, ultimately, we know that they won't. Ultimately, we know that what Eliphaz has said here is going to be come true. But come on. Job needs to hear something other than this. Let's take a look here at what else he says. He says, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward, or the perverse, is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. That is absolutely not true. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but I probably am not telling any of you anything that you don't know. If you have knocked around in this world long enough, you have seen the wicked prospering. You have seen the killers killing and going free to kill again. You have seen the liars getting away with it. Mercy sakes, don't our politicians, have you learned nothing from them? Have you learned nothing of individuals who are being elected to high office? And the minute they open their mouth, you know they're lying. They lie when they know the truth might serve them better. They are liars and the truth is not in them. And they seem to be prospering. How many people do you know out there who are involved in underhanded, shady business deals? How many salesmen who are slick talkers who, you know, could sell, as the saying goes, refrigerators to Eskimos? You think about it. That's all we'll have time for now. This is Doug Miller. This is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.